Chazar zeichen ish mishal bachi cheskos shagwer vam Yehudim sech the Shabbos daf chavalov. Mishna said v'loy b'shemen kik. What is shemen kik? So Shmuel says, it was explained to him by the sailors that it's oil that comes from a kik bird. Yitzchak Breda of Yehuda said it's cottonseed oil. Rish Lakish says it's the oil from the seeds of the kikoyan tree or plant, which is the tree that grew in the story of Yonah. Rabbah explains that the wicks that we are told that we should not be using for Shabbos, the reason why we cannot use them for Shabbos is because the flames that are lit on such wicks flicker, and they're not a nice, steady flame. The fuels and oils that we're told that we can't use is because they don't draw well into the wick, and then therefore you may tilt the candle to try to get the fuel into the wick. Abaye asks, can a person then just take some, let's say, shemen zayis and put it in with one of those osradika oils, and in that way it helps it get through to the wick? Would that become mutter? Rabbi said it can't be done because it's a gzeirah. If we allow that, then someone may come to use that osradika oil without mixing in the permitted oil. Ayah Brisa says Rabbi Gamliel would use the osradika wicks and just wrap them around and put in mutterdika wicks. So you see, mixing them becomes mutter. He did that just to prevent the wicks from sinking as a floating device, but not really for the wick. We find that Rav Bruna, in the name of Rav, said that you let him mix some mutterdika oil along with melted chelev or melted fish innards, and you can light on that. So you see, mixing it makes it mutter. Mara said these items, the melted fats and the melted fish innards, really they draw well into the wick. The reason why you're not allowed to use them is because when they're not melted down, that's when they really usher. So it's like there, we don't allow them when they're melted down. But if you mix in mutterdika oil, so that would be allowed. To be geyser that you can't even use these melted down items when you put in mutterdika oil, that would be a gzeira l'gzeira, and therefore it's not, we don't institute that. In Bachama Torah Brisa, it says that the oils and the wicks that we learned are not to be used on Shabbos, they're also not allowed to be used on the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, because the pasuk of Lahalos Ner Tamid teaches that the flame on the menorah has to be a nice steady flame, and these wicks and oils don't produce a nice steady flame. Ayah Mishnah says that in the Beis HaMikdash they use wicks made out of the woolen belts of the Kehanim after they were worn out. So you see they use wool for the wicks, and we learned that you can't use wool for the wicks of Ner Shabbos. Mara says the Mishnah is referring to wicks that they use for Simchas Beis HaShoeva, not for the menorah. For Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you don't need a good steady flame. We find that Rabbi Amasa taught a Braisa that said that they use the worn out clothing of the Kehanim for wicks of the menorah. The Gemara says that's talking about the linen clothing, not the woolen clothing. Huna said that the oils and the wicks that are also to use on Shabbos are also also to be used on Chanukah for weekday lighting and for Shabbos lighting of the Ner Chanukah. Rav explained this also during the week because the mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah must stay lit, and these will often go out and maybe someone won't put them back on. They're also on Shabbos because he holds that it's mutter to use the Chanukah light for your own purposes, and therefore because they're not good lights, he may end up tilting it. Rav Chista says they may be used during the week because there's no chiyuv to keep them lit, but they can't be used on Shabbos because you may come to use them for your own personal use and tilt them. Rav Zeir, in the name of Rav, said they can be used on Chanukah on Shabbos Chanukah and during the week, and Rav Yirmiyah explains because there's no chiyuv to keep them lit, and you're not to use the light of the Chanukah menorah anyway for your own purposes. There's no problem of possibly tilting it. No chash. Brisa says the mitzvah of Chanukah is for each household to light one light per night. The Mahadran is to have one light for each person living in the house. The Mahadran, Mina Mahadran, is like this. According to Beis Shammai, the first night you light 8 lights, and every night successively you take one off. According to Beis Hillel, the first night you light one, and every night after that you add one more to get to a total of 8 at the end of Chanukah. Ula said that Rabbi Yosef Rehov and Rabbi Yosef Bar Zavida argue as to what the reason for the Machlekes Beis Shammai Hillel is. One says Machlekes Beis Shammai say you light for the numbers you have left, and Beis Hillel say you light for the numbers that have already passed. The other say the Machlekes Beis Shammai say you light just like on the Karbonos of Sukkos, you get less every day. Beis Hillel say that's Malam Mekayesh Yom Meridens, you have to add every night. Brisa says the mitzvah is to leave the menorah at the outside of the door of the house. So if someone lives on an upper floor, you put it at the window that faces the street. In the times of danger where you don't want to have the menorah at the window, you leave it even inside on the table in the middle of the house, and that's fine. But Rava says that you need an additional light because you can't use the light of the menorah, so you need an additional light to use for the light of your house. Unless if you have a large fire nearby that you're using for your light, then you don't need to have another light. An Adam Chashu, who doesn't really use the light of a large fire, he always needs another light besides the menorah there. Bryce explains the Yontif of Chanukah, it commemorates the nace that happened when the Yevonim entered the Beis HaMikdash, and they were metama all the oil except for one flask that was hidden that still had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It was only enough oil for one day, but it remained burning for 8 days. The next year, they instituted the Yontif of Chanukah as days of Halal V'Hoidah. Mishnah says that if a camel was overloaded with packages to the point that the packages went into a store as the camel was walking by, and it caught onto a fire from inside the store, and then that fire caused damage elsewhere, it's the camel driver, the owner of the camel, who would be chayiv for that damage. But if the storekeeper had kept the fire outside the store, and that's what lit the camel's packages on fire, would be the storekeeper would be chayiv. But the Yehuda says if the fire that was left outside the store was ner Chanukah, the storekeeper would be putter. Rav, in the name of Rabbi, says, you see that Ner Chanukah has to be kept within 10 tochim to the ground, because if not, then the storekeeper should have raised it high enough that it shouldn't affect any animals or any people walking by. The fact that he's putter shows that it has to be left within 10 tochim. Rav says it's not a valid proof, because it could be that really it could be, really it's not supposed to, it doesn't have to be less than 10 tochim. We just don't want to require him to be matriachim, to put it higher, because else maybe he won't be mekayim the mitzvah. Gehanna said, Rav Nosson Bar Menuhin, in the name of Rav Tamchin Darshan, that Ner Chanukah, that's above 20 amas, is possible. Just like a sukkah with the schak is higher than 20 amas is possible, and a mavi whose kair is higher than 20 amas is possible. The same would be with Ner Chanukah. He also darshan regarding the pit that the Shvatim took Yosef and threw him into. The pasuk said, "Vaborek ein by mayim." There was no water there, but darshan, there was no water ein by mayim, but there were snakes and scorpions there.